A few years ago, I met a group of grandmotherly women who had come to Kolkata to see the city's biggest annual festival, Durga Puja. They were happy and excited, like schoolgirls on an outing, singing devotional songs. But their stories were heartbreaking.
সন্তান বলে যাকে কষ্ট করে পাললাম বড় করলাম সে আমাকে তাড়িয়ে ছাড়ল।
মানু দাসী ওয়াজ 85 এন্ড সেড হার ওন সান হ্যাড টার্নড হার আউট অ্যাজ আ বার্ডেন। অল দিজ উইমেন ওয়ার উইডোজ ডিসকার্ডেড বাই দেয়ার ফ্যামিলিজ সেন্ট টু আ টেম্পল টাউন ওয়্যার দে লিভড বাই বেগিং এন্ড সিঙ্গিং হিমস। ওয়ান ম্যান গেভ দেম আ হোম এন্ড অর্গানাইজ দিস ট্রিপ। দাসী সেড হি ওয়াজ লাইক হার মাদার এন্ড ফাদার এন্ড সান অল ইন ওয়ান।
সন্তান নেই সন্তান পেয়েছি, মা নেই মা পেয়েছি, বাবা নেই বাবা পেয়েছি, এমন একজন মহাপুরুষ সামনে পেয়েছি, তারা আর কি চাই।
That man was Dr. Bindeshwar Pathak, who said the widow's stories moved him.
All were crying, weeping, and told the miseries of their life and wanted to die. Everybody.
Dr. Pathak died last month at 80. But to the world, he was not known for his philanthropy with widows. He was famous as India's toilet man. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. In 1970, Dr. Bindeshwar Pathak founded Sulabh International, a non-governmental organization whose job was to give India something it needed urgently, clean toilets. A 2017 report by WaterAid said if all the women and girls who lacked access to toilets in India stood in a queue, they would circle the earth more than four times. Dr. Pathak invented a technology to make cheap, eco-friendly twin-pit, pore-flush toilets that could convert the waste into good manure so they didn't need manual scavengers whose job was to remove that waste by hand.
But most importantly, we built toilets inside the houses, which I myself invented, Sulabh Shochalaya technology for disposal of human waste.
And he started building and maintaining pay-for-use public toilets as well.
Second work we do, we construct and maintain public toilets. And also we clean hospitals and government buildings.
It seemed odd that an organization that built toilets was also looking after widows. But the stories are actually connected. It is his protest against social ills.
Sulabh, apart from sanitation, it is protest movement.
Dr. Pathak's journey started when, as a boy, he touched the sari of a Dalit woman, regarded by his high-caste Brahmin family as untouchable. His grandmother made him drink panchagavya, a concoction with curd, milk, ghee, cow urine and cow dung to purify himself. He never forgot that. He revered his faith.
But there I say, there are some dark spots. One is untouchability. Second is widowhood.
Both are about social stigma. Dr. Pathak said even Mahatma Gandhi fought to end untouchability and create a clean India.
Gandhi also said, I want clean India first, independence later on.
He said every religion has missionaries. He was the missionary for sanitation for almost 50 years.
Here in sanitation, it is like, I am before you only because I have been working in this field for 46 years.
He had to persuade governments. One politician advised him to take money for work rather than get a grant and get tied up in red tape.
So he wrote on the file to give work to Sulabh, not to give grant.
The first assignment earned him about $10. By the time Bindeshwar Pathak died this year, Sulabh had built 1.3 million household toilets and more than 10,000 public toilets and thousands of public toilet complexes. In his schools, toilets are all cleaned by the teachers and students, not manual scavengers, because that's what Gandhi demanded in his ashrams. Gandhi said India could not just worry about feeding its people, it had to worry about their sanitation. And Pathak says sanitation is literally more pressing.
Toilet is most important thing in life. And Gandhi said, exit of the food is as important as intake. I say no, Gandhi, exit of the food is more important than intake. For intake you can wait, but for not the exit.
And not just for the poor. If you are a foreign tourist in India, these sulabh toilets are a godsend. You pay a small fee and get access to a clean toilet. Next time you do that, thank Bindeshwar Pathak, because in some ways, they are as important a landmark as India's many monuments, a mission that needs all the missionaries it can muster. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.